Welcome back. Well, Oracle is the latest tech company to cut ties with Russia following the country's invasion of Ukraine. They follow the likes of Apple, Microsoft, and other companies. Let's bring in our Yahoo Finance's Dan Howley for more. And Dan, what's this all mean for companies as well as consumers?
Yeah, Karina, what it really means is two things. It means that it kind of gives a boost to the standing that these companies have among consumers, right? So think about how Apple pushes social justice initiatives. It really gives them a boost in the eyes of the people that they want purchasing their products. So by standing with Ukraine, standing against Russia, companies like Apple, which has pulled all of its retail sales out of Russia and is blocking RT and Sputnik from its app store outside of Russia. Microsoft, which is doing the same as far as RT and Sputnik. YouTube blocking monetization for Sputnik and RT, and Facebook doing the same thing. And as you said, Oracle, it helps them look better in front of consumers. So while it is a moral imperative on their part to do this and stand against the invasion of Ukraine, it does benefit them from that perspective. Now, it's not just consumers, though. It's also dealing with things like employees and prospective employees. So we've seen a lot of kind of employee activism at a lot of these companies. And so when we look at this, it obviously would mean that we would start to see walkouts, protests, if these companies did not come forward by saying, you know, we stand with Ukraine, we're going to take out our products from Russia or do some kind of boycott against our products in Russia. And then as far as prospective employees, it shows that these companies also have some kind of moral backbone. So those prospective employees may be more apt to apply to businesses that do this. Now, you may be thinking, okay, so we have companies pulling out of Russia. What does that mean for their bottom line, though? And according to Wedbush's Dan Ives, it's really not even a drop in the bucket for them. It's 1% to 2% of revenue for some of the FANG stocks. So it's not as if these companies are going out on a limb and hurting themselves or shooting themselves in the foot by doing this either. It's interesting, though, when you contrast that with China, for instance, which has been accused of human rights abuses and setting up concentration camps, where these companies continue to do business and have not talked about doing any kind of boycott. So there's that different parallels or paradox, I guess, where you're seeing these companies make moves against Russia and supporting Ukraine, but at the same time, not doing things in China where there are obvious problems as well.
And Dan, outside of tech, what other industries are making similar moves here?
Yeah, so, you know, we have big tech making moves like this. And we've also seen, surprisingly, from the video game industry, they're also making moves. We know that EA is pulling Russia out of the FIFA game that it has, which is a massive title. So they're going to be removing that team entirely. And then we know that some companies are also stopping sales of things like consoles, as well as their own game libraries. And that's interesting because there's no physical games that you necessarily need to sell in Russia. You can sell them digitally, but these companies are still saying, look, we want to pull out. We don't want anything to do with the conflict there. So we're just going to not be involved at all and pull our services out or our consoles out. So, you know, it's not just big tech that's doing this. It's obviously other companies or other services and, you know, the video game industry, which you would think, you know, it's not necessarily known for its political stance, but clearly this is something that they feel that they have to make moves on as well.
It'll be very interesting to see what sort of impact it has on all of the bottom lines of these companies and what Russia exposure they have. All right, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much, Dan.